Now, Irish troops have been providing training to the Ukrainian armed forces under an EU common security and defence policy mission. Now, up to now, the training had included landmine clearance, combat medicine and other non-lethal supports. However, the Department of Defence has confirmed to this programme that a memo passed by Cabinet last month goes a step further and would allow for weapons training, as reported by the Irish Times. The department also told this programme that while Ireland is militarily neutral, it is not politically neutral in standing with Ukraine in what it described as in the face of an illegal and immoral invasion by Russia, which is in violation of the UN Charter. However, some opposition TDs say the decision is a breach of Irish neutrality. In studio is Paul Murphy of People Before Profit and Fine Gael TD, Colm Brophy. Colm Brophy, if I could turn to you first, what is your understanding of the term basic military training?
Well, literally what it says is providing that basic military training that really is in keeping with the type of other training that's being provided by the Irish Army. I think it is very important. First of all, I welcome it. I think it's the right thing to do. I think solidarity with Ukraine is really important and with the people of Ukraine. And I think when you have a Ukrainian army, which is comprised of an awful lot of people who were living regular lives, just like we were a year ago, and have now had to take up arms to defend their country against this appalling aggression, I think that type of help and assistance which we can provide in terms of training, it is important, as the government have made very clear, the Taoiseach has made clear, the Taoiseach has made clear, we are not politically neutral in this. We want to support Ukraine in every way we can. We are still a country that is militarily neutral, and we are not changing that in any way.
But was the public ever explicitly informed before this week that it would include weapons training? That word seems to have been left out up until now.
Well, I think there was, my understanding is that there was a memo to Cabinet. They looked at how they could enhance and increase within the confines of what we are doing. And I think that's very important, within the confines of recognising our military neutrality, but recognising our political support for Ukraine. And in that context, and in looking at how we could play the best part, we have decided that very basic military training, which is the type of drill instructing and training that soldiers receive to transfer them from maybe civilian life to a life in the Ukrainian army, would be something that we could do, and that would in no way contravene the confines and the operating parameters which
we operate on. Yes, but the Taoiseach said earlier this year that Ireland's contribution would involve non-lethal support. How is training soldiers to use weapons to be considered non-lethal in
Ireland's contribution still is non-lethal support. We don't provide weapons.
But is training to use weapons not the same thing?
I think the provision of weapons would be something that would be providing lethal support. I think training is not providing that in that context at all. And I think it is important to recognise that as a country, we're very good at the military expertise in that training area. We have a solid record of doing it. I think we'll have about 30 personnel, which will be part of a larger European Union force of trainers that are there to help. I don't think
that... Do we need to do it? Do we need to take that extra step?
I think we should, absolutely, 100%. I think if you see and hear the grief of people, Ukrainian families living here in Ireland, who just recently have lost people in horrendous attacks on what is happening on the ground on the daily basis, the Russian aggression, which I totally, along I hope with everybody, including Paul, condemn. Absolutely.
No one's disputing that, but do we need to take that extra step?
If we can take whatever step we can within the context of being militarily neutral but politically supportive of Ukraine, I think we should, and I certainly welcome it.
Paul Murphy, in a statement to this programme, the Department of Defence said that Ireland is militarily neutral but not politically neutral, as I've already said, in standing with Ukraine in this, in the face of what it says is an illegal, immoral invasion by Russia. What's the alternative other than stepping in to help? Why shouldn't we?
Well, I think the horrific war in Ukraine, the invasion of Ukraine by Putin, should not be used by the Irish government to further undermine what is left of our neutrality. And that's what's being done here. So we should absolutely be supporting the people of Ukraine in ways that do not breach our military neutrality and in ways that do not add to this conflict which exists between the global powers, Russia on the one side, but NATO, its allies and so on the other side. So we should be arguing for peace. We should be giving humanitarian aid. We should be calling for debt cancellation for Ukraine.
But no one's saying we shouldn't be doing that too.
No, the government isn't doing those things. The government hasn't, for example, shut down our shadow banking system used by the oligarchs. But what is happening here has been a very conscious deception by the government of the people. You can go back to February when our participation in this was first announced, and Micheál Martin was explicit that the training to be offered by Irish soldiers to Ukrainian troops would be in, quote, non-lethal areas. What does that possibly mean other than we're not going to be training people how to use weapons to kill other people? Not just that. After it was announced, I, other TDs repeatedly asked in the Dáil, what is the training going to be? We were told, we were asked to be involved in demining. And whenever we got details, we got demining, we got engineering, and we got medical training. Again, not just that. After the government made the decision to expand into lethal areas, so training an army which is involved in a war in using weapons, after they made that decision, they released a press release which listed a number of areas that training would happen, says training activities are to include, and again, we get demining, we get medical training, and we get engineering. So very, very consciously, they chose not to tell the public that they've actually gone over a significant line here by giving weapons training to an army in a war. Why? Because they know that the public supports the idea of military neutrality, and because they're trying to undermine that bit by bit by bit.
Do you accept, though, that neutrality may mean different things to different people, and that some elements of the public and some sectors of the public would support the Irish army helping to train Ukrainian soldiers?
Well, some sections of the Irish public want to get rid of neutrality. I mean, the Irish government, in my opinion,
won't say
that.
But even those who want to retain our neutrality may not object. For instance, the Irish army has been helping to train other armies in weapons use in other places like Mali for many years now. What's the difference this
time? The difference is we're now training one side that is involved in a conflict. And we can say rightly that the Russians, in terms of the invasion, are to blame, that the Ukrainian people are entitled to fight a legitimate war of self-defence against Russia. But it is very clear, if you're giving military training to one side in a conflict, you are no longer acting in a militarily neutral way. And I would also say, I don't think that is contributing to peace. You look at the actual situation, more and more weapons are being thrown in by NATO. You've one of the biggest weapons transfers in history. But the front lines of this war have not moved since November 2022. Hundreds of thousands of people are now dead. So why should Ireland be participating in aligning with the EU powers and a process of militarisation, NATO powers and their agenda here, which I do not think is driven by an interest in ordinary people in Ukraine? Why should we be aligning with them when the consequence is just more and more people dying? Surely Ireland should be using its neutral position to be a voice for peace on the international stage and not participating in these military exercises.
Colin Brophy, was the words weapon deliberately left out of press releases and other communications?
Can I just comment very briefly on the way Paul phrases things there, because I think it is important where you start using things like conflict and almost equating the two sides in an equal way. I think there is nothing wrong, to restate again, with supporting the Ukraine people who have voluntarily signed up to defend their country against what is a horrendous aggression. And I don't think we're in any way breaching our neutrality. It is sometimes difficult for people in the left, where Paul would be, no matter how many times the government clearly states that we are not interested in ending military neutrality at all.
But then you do something like this and hide it from people.
We are not. We're not. But we are absolutely going to do everything we can to politically support the people of Ukraine in this conflict. And I don't think it amounts to a fundamental change to include that basic training. I think it's part of an ongoing process that was looked at by the Cabinet. My understanding is based on the media reporting of it, to be honest, that says they looked at how they could provide the best range of support from Ireland while keeping within the principles of military neutrality but political support, and included in that
was military
training.
The wording used was very vague, though. Did they hide it from the public?
I don't think there was any effort to hide it. I think at the end of the day, what the government is doing is what it believes is not only the best thing it can do for the people of Ukraine, for the government of Ukraine, but it is also, with all its actions, doing what we want, which is to help Ukraine have a just, fair outcome from this horrendous war that was foisted upon them. And unfortunately, because of Russia's actions at this moment in time, there is no opening for peace. There is no option that any real person can see towards a quick end to this war. So we have to continue to stand with Ukraine. And most importantly, just to note as well, to stand with the Ukrainian people who have come here to Ireland, who are contributing in so many ways to Irish life today.
All right, Colin Brophy, Paul Murphy, thank you both for coming in to us today.